Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ZZ Top bringing us back. That's Rough Boy. That's one of their best songs. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the new book, The Third Ingredient, put a .com on the end of that with the number 3, The Third Ingredient. You'll find that site, and they're both available at Amazon. Sean Worthington is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Beyond Bitcoin. We're talking about the future of currency. He's a professor, by the way, of Butte College in Northern California, the Department of Computer Science there. Sean is one of the top experts in the world on cryptocurrencies and the technology that they sit on, like blockchain and cloud, the cloud-based platform that he's created. Sean, we were talking about the future of currency and the fact that some entities are now like the Seminole County, Florida is talking about accepting cryptocurrency to pay for taxes. The future of money, you know, you and I were debating a little bit there whether cryptocurrency had any intrinsic value or not. I say that it doesn't. It's just some digital records that only are have value in that somebody believes that there's not that much of it left, and so therefore the value must go up, and as opposed to a dollar bill, which has at least the full faith and credit of the U.S. government behind it, that's a little bit more to believe in, isn't it?
Well, it depends on, you know, how much faith and credit the United States government has, because a monetary system is an information system. It's basically a database. It tracks how much value we put in the economy, and its purpose is to make sure that we can get the same amount of value out of the economy so that we want to participate in that economy. And, you know, so its value as a data is very important. It's got to have what's called physical and logical integrity. That means that there's no way to just shut off the whole system. There's no counterfeits and there's no losses, hopefully. You don't want people just to be able to lose the money instantly like happens with some of these cryptocurrencies. But if the government is itself hacking the system, and, you know, basically our system is a system in which the federal government has made a deal with the banking sector. The banks get to print up money, and the government gets to borrow as much as they want of that money. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that get money that should not be getting
that money.
I agree.
Now, there's plenty of funny business that goes on with the monetary system. But in general, the fiat system has really gotten us to where we are. And of course, as you know, Sean, this is a concept that I'm very much dealing with right now in my work, and that is the legacy concepts that got us here, not unlike fiat currency, the legacy concepts mm-hmm. that got us here are not necessarily going to get us there where we're going. And that's the point you're making, isn't it?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of problems that the federal government, I should say the Federal Reserve, has caused, and including, I think, the Great Depression. I think that we would not have had the Great Depression had it not been for the monetary policies of the newly created Federal Reserve. And I think the same thing with the housing market. And I think even with this Bitcoin bubble that we had about 6 months ago, that was caused because people are able to create new money out of thin air whenever they borrow stuff. So if they borrow from their credit cards or they borrow against their house, banks will create that money mm-hmm. and they'll print it up. And that introduces new money into the system, which creates a logical fallacy. People think that they should make decisions. You know, people make all of their decisions based on money, where they work, what they buy, what they sell. And so they start to think that property becomes more valuable or Bitcoins become more valuable because the banks are allowing them to borrow money on it. And sometimes, well, in the case of property, the banks really like to make those home loans. Mm-hmm. And that's caused the value of everything to go up when it shouldn't.
Sean, I believe that as time goes by, cryptocurrencies are going to have more validity. They're going to be more widely accepted. I think the younger generations are going to drive that to a large degree because they're comfortable with those things. But do you see a reckoning out there? Do you see a collision out there in the future, 5 years, 10 years, 20, 30 years from now, when fiat money and cryptocurrencies collide with each other and there's almost a war over which is valid, which is not, and a time when maybe, you know, this could be almost an undermining of government authority? What do you think? You see that coming at us?
Absolutely. And so, I mean, this happens all the time with disruptive technologies. You've got these organizations that are just entrenched in a market, and some kind of niche product comes along that's competing, and that niche product is so good that people start choosing that over the established product, and the establishment just doesn't have time to react or the ability to change because they've been doing such a good job at what they're doing that changing course is impossible for them. So I think that the federal government is going to wake up one day. Everybody's going to want digital currency, not paper money, and they're just going to be put out of business. Nobody's
well, that's already happening. See, the transition is already happening to the degree that we're using e-money and not hard currency, right? I mean, that's already happening. It's just that we're still calling it dollars, dollars and cents. So, folks, we're going to continue this conversation. This fascinating perspectives from our good friend Sean Worthington. The book is called Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency, wherever books are sold. And Sean and I will be right back. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.